Blog Talk Radio.
Marketing Pulpit International, New York edition, with yours truly, Dennis. D. Shipman on the mic. It's 71 degrees and cloudy. Showers prevalent here in Brooklyn, New York. And hope you had a good weekend. I did as well. Watched a lot of great football yesterday. And, you know, those that know me know that, you know, I love the football season. It's absolutely great. Baltimore looked good yesterday, and Denver. So I watched those two games. And if you want to join in on the conversation, give us a call here at 215-383-3872. Again, that number is 215-383-3872. We've been talking about automation and robotics the last, I would say, 2 weeks, because I feel it's an important issue that's been subsumed by the presidential election and the absolute clown show that we call the presidential election, not on Hillary Clinton's part, but, you know, definitely on Donald Trump's part. Hillary Clinton has her own issues. You know, I know people that are in the public eye that want to remain private, but, you know, that's a dichotomy. If you're in the public sphere, you know, you have to be public. It's that simple. And she has a problem with that, and as a consequence, it makes her look, you know, disingenuous and inauthentic. And, you know, frankly, a liar, and that's, I'm sure that's not something that she wants to happen, but, you know, it is happening, and it has happened, and she has to get a handle on it by retooling what she says, and more importantly, how she says it. Let's take a break, and we'll come back after the break and talk more about this issue.
Looking for a hip multimedia management company that can manage you, your service, product, or your next multimedia project? Let East New York Management take you, your service, or your product to the next level. At East New York Management, we can produce and post-produce your project into a sleek finished product. We write scripts, slow-mos, blurs, and spots that are tight, hot, and bumpy. Liners that flow smoothly with wit as well as with verve. We also manage talent, produce, and post-produce shows that are on the cutting edge, reflecting the undeniable influence of hip-hop or popular culture. The most important thing that we can bring to your product is energy, enthusiasm, and a love for the creative process. Look for us on the World Wide Web at www.eastnewyorkmanagement.net. Call us at 347-846-8447 or email us at contact@eastnewyorkmanagement.net. Do not waste another minute with whack, boring, and uncreative multimedia and talent management companies. Bring your talent or project to East New York Management. Let East New York Management take you, your service, or your product to the next level.
You're tuned in to Marketing Pulpit International, New York edition, where yours truly, Dennis D. Shipman, on the mic on a rather a showery Monday morning, September 10th, 2016. And we were talking about the presidential election. We're trying to get away from it, but it doesn't seem that we're able to. So we're gonna have to deal with it one way or the other, because someone, either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, is going to be our president. Is going to be at least elected president in November, and I forgot the exact day, but I believe it's the first September. Not the first September. The first Tuesday in November is when the elections are held, and I should know that because I'm an election judge. So what we used to call poll worker. So it's something that we've been thinking long and hard about, certainly as persons that are intimately involved in the election process. Well, at any rate, you know, we also been talking over the last couple of weeks or so about the economy and how automation and robotics is rapidly displacing a substantial amount of workers. This poses a direct, a clear and direct threat to a lot of those persons, you know, people that don't have advanced skill sets, training, college degrees, that simply want to work. They simply want to go to work, get up, go to work, do a good job, come home, you know, love their families, eat, watch television, go to bed, get up and do it all over again, day after day after day. Those people are invaluable. What I call the worker bees, and I don't say that derisively. I don't say that as a pejorative. I say that because those persons are absolutely critical, crucial to our economy. Unfortunately for them, and unfortunately for our economy, there are not going to be a great deal of those jobs available within the next 7 to 10 years. Those jobs are just going to evaporate as automation and robotics gains a toehold in our economy. And what we've been thinking about is, you know, as I've been researching this particular piece, what I've found, and I've done it myself, is absolutely incredible, is there is a lot of training available for free. You don't, you know, even though this is a credential-driven society and everyone wants degrees, I have them. I have an ego wall. I have tons of degrees and certifications and licenses and that sort of thing hanging on my wall. You don't need it. What you need to show is confidence. And if you say you can do something and can actually do it, that ought to be enough to gain you a foothold in the door. And there is a ton of training available. For example, you know, I've always been into technology. I call myself the digital evangelist. And I've been learning coding, not because I want to take my company, East New York Management. Those that want to know more about what we do, go to www.eastnewyorkmanagement.net. Again, that URL is www.eastnewyorkmanagement.net or eastnewyorkmanagement.com. But because coding is going to be the language, just like English is the franco lingua of the world. In other words, there's always been a language since man has communicated by language that is omnipresent. In other words, everyone the world over speaks it in order to communicate facilely with other folks. So there are two courses that I have been taking in coding. One is through Harvard University. These courses are all free, folks. And this is the main point that I'm trying to make. You know, there is a ton of free training available. Coursera, EDX. I mean, you just have to go online. Microsoft Virtual Academy. And just take these courses. Just sit down. You know, you spend an hour watching television. Spend an hour, you know, a day. Spend an hour a week advancing your skill sets. Advancing your competence, your competencies, to make yourself more marketable for your business. Because say you never want to code, and that's fine. I don't want to code as a living, but I want to be able to talk intelligently to persons within my organization or vendors or clients that do understand coding, have an expert understanding of coding. It's just another language, just like English is the Franco lingua. I want to know the language enabling me to talk fastly to persons who know how to code. Let's take a break, and we'll come back on the other side of the break and talk more about this.
The Endangered Species Act of 1973 was signed into law by President Richard M. Nixon on December 28, 1973. It was designed to protect critically imperiled species from extinction as a consequence of economic growth and development untempered by adequate concern and conservation. The U.S. Supreme Court found that the plain intent of Congress in enacting the ESA was to halt, reverse the trend towards species extinction, whatever the cause. A species is considered to be endangered if it's in danger of extinction throughout its lifespan or a significant portion of its habitat is threatened, destroyed, or invaded, or if it is likely to become an endangered species within the foreseeable future. Then why are black boys on this list? Black boys are an endangered species. Please go to GoFundMe and to our campaign at /PLZ2MO and contribute generously to help us build an alternative school for these boys that will become a national model for educational innovation. Again, go to GoFundMe and to our campaign at /PLZ2MO.
You're back, tuned into Marketing and Pulpit International, New York edition, where yours truly, Dennis D. Shipman, on the mic. So the two programs that I'm looking at is C-Sharp, the derivative of C++, and Haskell. And, you know, they're challenging because I've never done it before, but they're all based on a similar premise. So I'm sitting here taking my time, you know, an hour a day, you know, because I have other, obviously, other tasks to attend, and learning these coding languages, these languages that they are, after all is said and done, languages. And it's extraordinarily interesting. I didn't think I would be even interested, but I'm intrigued, and I've been focused like a laser on getting these languages understood. And like I said, I probably will never become a coder per se, but who knows? I mean, if my skill sets become, you know, that advanced, that sophisticated, you know, we might, you know, add another competency to our capability statement as a company. And so, you know, I was thinking about the folks that are going to be displaced as a consequence of robotics and automation and wondering what they could do. And I'm saying that if they have access to the Internet, they need to go online right now and access these free courses. They might not want to be coders, but there are other skill sets that they can learn that are all actually associated with not necessarily automation, but they're associated with the information technology, which is where our economy has been turning for the last, I would say, 10 or 15 years easily. At least since I've been out of college. So these skill sets are in high demand. The industry cannot absorb enough persons that have expertise in information technology generally, in coding particularly. So if we're talking about persons that don't have a mechanical aptitude, but they have a mathematical aptitude or aptitude to sit at a computer screen and code languages, build apps or patches or write scripts. This is a viable alternative to sitting at your computer screen unemployed. So I would urge everyone within the sound of my voice to look for these free courses, and I just named a couple of the places that you can go, Coursera and EDX, and there are tons of them. I haven't put a list together. Maybe I will, and if I do decide to do it, it'll be posted on the website at www.eastnewyorkmanagement.net or www.eastnewyorkmanagement.com. Because, you know, it's going to be a challenge for folks that don't have any demonstrable skill sets to get work in the near future as unskilled, low-paid labor becomes a thing of the past, because we're going to have robots, frankly, that do that work. They have the technology. The only reason why it hasn't been deployed widely, or what we say universally, in the business community, is simply a matter of economics. But once those economic concerns becomes a thing of the past, it's going to be a matter of how long before your particular job becomes a thing of the past. Like, we see a lot of blight. Let's take a couple of small cities as an example. Let's take Baltimore, for example. A tremendous amount of blight in Baltimore. They have the ability, there's a little robot vacuum that has been, becoming increasingly popular. You turn it on and it runs around the house, a little like disc-like object, and it sweeps up and sucks up all the dirt and debris that might be on your floor, and if it runs into an obstacle, it backs away and, tries to find a way around the obstacle so that it can vacuum the section that it can't. This thing can't see, but I'm sure it has sensors beyond the one that allows it to back away from objects that are impeding its progress. And we're going to see a lot of the same in these blighted cities as this, as robotics and automation becomes more omnipresent, picking up debris and trash. And we're going to have really clean cities. And the persons that are lingering, that are causing the blight, by throwing trash and debris on the ground, are going to be less likely to declare that they haven't done it, when the police come around. And so this is going to be a problem too, because beyond the fact that loitering isn't necessarily a crime, but it's certainly a quality of life issue. We're going to be returning to, like Jim Crow, when the slave patrol was unleashed to catch free blacks or blacks that were possibly escaping slavery and returning them to captivity. And in this case, slavery no longer exists. But what's going to happen is a lot of folks, especially in the African-American community, are going to get caught up in a system where since there aren't any jobs in areas like, Baltimore, an example, when robotics becomes omnipresent and the streets are clean and squeaky killing, I mean, there's not going to be any debris on the streets. The police can easily come by and see the person that has dropped that hamburger wrapper because they're standing next to it, and that's going to give them a built-in excuse the car keys people off to the pokey. And so this is going to be a tremendous problem for our community, and I'm just trying to figure out, you know, how to get people excited about the prospects for their future. And one of the ways is to take advantage of the free resources. You know, just like I said, there are tons of free resources out there enabling folks to take full advantage of opportunities to gain demonstrable skill sets and competencies in IT, MIS. You can go to the library. You don't need, you know, ideally you need an address. But God forbid you're staying in a shelter. You can use the shelter's address if you have identification and you have mail that has come to that shelter and get a library card. You go in the library, they allow you at least, at a bare minimum, an hour to access the Internet. If you don't have skill sets in accessing the Internet, there are persons there that are willing to help you access the Internet. You know, basic computer, what we call digital literacy. And obviously, you're going to need that literacy, that rudimentary, the basics, to be able to take advantage of these courses, because they presuppose that you have some understanding of digital literacy. The course at Harvard, an example that I'm taking, CS50, which is a very well-known course, says that you don't have to have any skill sets in coding. But I found the course to be extraordinarily challenging because it presupposes that you know you have some understanding of coding. And I had none when I enrolled in this course. I'm taking it anyway, nonetheless. I'm not using it as an excuse. And even though I don't understand all the course material, I think it's important that I go through it and simultaneously take coding courses like Haskell and C Sharp. You know, so when I'm able to really master the course, I can come back and actually master the material. In the course, like right now, what we want to do at East New York Management and Applied Anthropologics is to master the basics of this technology, enabling us, at least in anthropologics, to add an additional competence of cybersecurity, which is a very hot area in IT right now. And you see evidence of this as the media is talking incessantly about the Russian hacks of the DNC and associated entities, where they broke into the computers or the database of the DNC because they didn't have adequate security. It's that simple. You know, these people or the people that maintain those systems were asleep at the helm, took a lot for granted, and as a consequence, Russian hackers allegedly accessed those systems, exploited the data, and disseminated it widely among the media, the very media that that claimed that Edward Snowden, who leaked a lot of classified information in there, very upset with this guy, was a whistleblower, So at any rate, you know, I can get into a long conversation about that issue. But the bottom line is that there are jobs out there. You know, when people say, well, there are plenty of jobs, you just got to find something. And that's not really true. And, you know, I cringe when people say that because, you know, there was a point when I came out of high school, and I don't want to age myself, you know, you could quit, get fired, or drop dead on the job, and, you know, either they would prop you up in the next job, or you could walk across the street and get another job, or across town. That economy does not exist any longer, and it hasn't in a great deal of time. Now, when you come into these organizations, they want to know that you're able to hit the ground running. You have skill sets and competencies that they can immediately employ to boost their bottom line. And so what the savvy job seeker ought to do, you know, because you're saying to yourself, well, I can't afford to go back to trade school. I can't afford to go to college. I can't afford to, you know, I don't want to leave my family by enlisting in the military. Or I can't enlist in the military because I have civil bars, you know. You know, I'm on parole, probation, you know, I have a conviction for something, for drugs, and that is a prohibitive bar from enlisting in the military, you know, or I'm too old or too young, and on and on and on. You can, again, take, there's tons of courses out there if you're not that savvy with the internet, with computers. Microsoft has tons of excellent courses that teaches you basic digital literacy. You take that course first, and it's just like a stepping stone. It's just like school, folks. It's not something that you can jump into overnight and say, hey, you know, I can just jump into coding. No, you can't just jump into coding. You have to have the ability to fastly go online, know how to access certain programs, know how to troubleshoot those programs, because a lot of programs have bugs. Let's be frank about it. And, you know, even a lot of Microsoft products have bugs. Outlook, I've found a lot of bugs in Outlook that you have to find workarounds for. And once you're able to do that fastly, then you look for the next course, networking, computer security, coding, tons of free courses out there. We're going to be talking about this and talking more about it over the coming weeks. So stay tuned to Marketing Pulpit International New York Edition as we help you help yourself. Have a good day.